Hello, everyone. Sandell podcast number 39. This is the second podcast for today. The first one being an interview with Sebga, and that was podcast 38. It's already live. I just haven't publicly posted it yet on the Discord channels. So you can feel free to go to the YouTube channel now or Spotify and you'll find it. It was a great first interview with our first delegate, and it was an interpretation. I used interpretive services between myself and Sebga, whose native language is French. This one here, number 39 with Secret Meow, is a text-based interview for the reasons that Secret Meow chose not to appear publicly or in live, which is completely fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So I sent the questions via text. Secret Meow answered via text, and I'm going to read those answers to you. The questions are very similar to what I asked Sebga, just me reading them. So the scope of the talk today is a meet and greet and a learning opportunity with Secret Meow, done via text. Disclaimer is, we do not represent the Sandbox Game or the Sandbox Foundation, which is a DAO. We are not your financial or legal advisors, and nothing we say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. When I say the word SIP, I mean Sandbox Improvement Proposal. When I say the word DAO, I mean Decentralized Autonomous Organization. And when I say the word SANFAM, I'm talking about the Sandbox community who participate in the people, product, purpose of the Sandbox ecosystem. That ecosystem is made up of people, product, purpose, the one of which today that we're talking about is down there on the bottom left, the people, the DAO delegates. Scoreboard has not changed, neither has the checkbook. The DAO admin team has been hard at work at putting together the release of the delegates, which just happened on the 13th, a few days ago. And now I suppose they're context switching and taking a breather before they launch themselves back into the SIP review. DAObase.ai, we're still at 211,000 token holders who have, with 2,200 voters, having casted 9,200 votes across 15 proposals. A quick recap for the road to DAO. We started May 28th, right up here at the top, with the DAO being launched via Medium article. SIPs 1, 2, and 3 were immediately available to vote, with 4 and 5 only about a week after. Various chats, AMAs, and all sorts of stuff happened with multiple SIPs opening and closing. And we get to September 10th when the Sandbox DAO opened up delegations. And then on November 13th, is when the first 12 delegates were announced. And that's what led us to today. So our introduction is going to be with secretmeow.eth, and we're going to do the introduction a little bit different. Normally I have someone here who can introduce themselves, but Secret Meow, it has done this via text. So we're going to go right into the discussion questions, and I will be reading Secret Meow's answer very nearly word for word. The only thing that might have been adjusted is a couple of words that didn't make sense that I clarify with Secret Meow, but what you read is the answers from Secret Meow to the questions. So the first discussion question, Secret Meow, what is your background? Secret Meow answered, I'm based in Malaysia, and my background has always involved working closely with art and video games. I started learning about crypto on my own and was quickly drawn to the game-related projects, starting with Decentraland and then moving to The Sandbox, where I stayed until now. The Sandbox really stands out as one of the top gaming platforms in the space, and I think the Game Maker tool to be incredible for level design. It's been a perfect fit for my interests and skills. Okay, that's the first answer to background. Second is when did you become SANFAM? Secret Meow answered, I've been part of the Sand Fam for almost 2 years now, both as a player and a creator. While I'm still new to the DAO side, I'm active on X Twitter and in the Game Maker section of Discord, where I help newcomers. I also hang out in the Creator Forum, suggesting features and reporting bugs for the tools. You guys should check that out. Very cool. I haven't frequented that one myself, and this is me speaking, not reading Secret Meow's answer. I haven't frequented that side myself, but I definitely think that if you all can, go check it out and see both what Secret Meow says to help newcomers, and if you're interested in learning about Game Maker, that is a great place to start. I delved a little bit into Meow's profile. So Meow's Sand Fam profile is, here it is. So on sandbox.game, the username for Meow is at Meow, M-E-O-W-L. And Wonky Avatar, I don't really know what that is. It looks like a hedgehog, I guess, with Thanksgiving leaves. And then experiences, if you click the two experiences, you'll see Numberland JG Math Op is the first one. And that one is about rescuing Mango and defeating the Black Cat by solving a series of fun math puzzles and basic math questions. It was opened up just about a month ago, September 25th. The second experience in Meow's resume is Kalimba 1290. And it reads, place your fingers on 1290. Strike the notes precisely as they reach the tip. So those are two experiences that Meow has either developed or published. And it looks like Meow is a landowner. And Meow has over 100 assets. Looks like 150 assets. Number of assets look made or created. Not sure if it's by Meow or Meow's team, but it's in the workspace. All right, so let's go back. So, like I mentioned, two experiences, 150 assets, and is a landowner. So question number three, how have you been involved in the sandbox community? Secret Meow answered, first, as a creator in the sandbox, the best way to connect is by checking out Discord and X Twitter, where you'll find many lovely creators and studios to follow. Over time, you'll find yourself surrounded by the Sand Fam. Some share their work focused on game logic, some focus on asset creation. I do both, but I focus on the game logic part. I also help and get involved in other studio projects. The two game experiences on my page are more for fun and exploration. And there we go. We just talked about those two experiences. So Kalimba and Numberland JG or GJ. And Secret Meow's responses was that they're more for fun exploration. Okay. Question number four, what was your motivation for applying? Secret Meow answered, I've been using the tools Game Maker and VoxEdit for almost 2 years now. And while they have evolved, the progress has been quite slow. I see a lot of potential in the platform and I hope to contribute to making meaningful changes that can help speed up this evolution. Question five, your voting history shows participation in Sandbox DAO, which are mostly yes votes, SebDAO, some yes votes and some no votes, and Decentraland DAO, all were but yes votes. How did you approach voting in each of those DAOs? Secret Meow answered, for the Sandbox DAO, I focus mainly, but not exclusively, on proposals related to game creation tools, as these have the most significant impact on the platform's growth. I also vote yes on proposals to support Quorum that encourage meaningful progress. Secret Meow continues, I remember voting no on SIP 14, which proposed Windows sizing and resolution options. Secret Meow continues, I felt that it wasn't a priority for the creators at the time. I believe the development team's efforts could be better spent on more essential features. That's not to say I think the feature's unimportant, just that it wasn't urgent within the context of the sandbox's growth at this stage. And that makes me sad because SIP number 14 was one of mine. I proposed window sizing and resolution options. It was important to me and important to some other creators. But as you can see, Meow being a creator himself, herself, was not important to them. We've since had some discussions since then between Meow and I. And perhaps if I end up resubmitting, I'll be able to request Meow's yes vote and obtain that. But I can understand why it feels like it's not a priority for creators. When Magic Palette comes about, I think this will be much more important. Mostly because Magic Palette is a web-based, and if you cannot Windows resize or choose the resolution option of your creative platform, especially Game Maker, then you're kind of at this disadvantage of alt-tabbing in and out, and it's just, it doesn't need to happen. Technology is advanced to the point where we don't need to rely on static windows. That's my thought, anyways. I definitely can understand and appreciate if Secret Meow disagrees with that. Reasonable people can disagree. Okay, question number 6. Are you involved in any other DAOs? Secret Meow says, currently no, only the sandbox. All right, questions 7, 8, and 9 end up being combined. 7 was, what tools are you looking to vote for? 8 was, how do you want SIPs to inspire better games? And 9 was, how do you want to achieve a better sandbox with your delegation? Secret Meow answered, I think questions 7, 8, and 9 can be answered together. My main goal is to support proposals that improve tools for creators and enhance the player experience, like SIP 6 Magic Palette. I had the chance to try it, and the progress is looking great. By providing better tools, we can inspire creators to build more innovative and diverse games, which in turn attract creators and players. As a UGC platform, UGC means user-generated content, I believe this will help achieve a better sandbox for everyone. A couple follow-ups or things of note is that Magic Palette right now is accepting beta applications to test Magic Palette. It is one of the final stages before Magic Palette is ready to go for the rest of the community. So if you are interested in that, please go to, make sure I get this right, magicpalette.io, magicpalette.io. And there you can see here, the pre-register button, the top left. So pre-register there, and they're accepting applications right now. And hopefully, if you can get in, you will be able to utilize it right now. I highly recommend it. I'd also highly recommend joining the Discord for Magic Palette, because that's where I saw the beta applications being announced first. Okay. Question 10. What type of sand fam voter best fits your delegation style? Secret Meow answered, creators and players who believe in the sandbox's potential to be the best long-term UGC platform. Okay, next question. Question number 11. What was the delegate process like for you? Secret Meow answered, before this, I just went with my gut when voting. Now I feel a bit more responsibility. I should be more cautious and think about how I can actually contribute. Well said, Meow. Well said. We all learn and grow. And at this point, so many of us are new to DAOs. I've only known what a DAO was since, May 28th, when it was announced. Since then, I have joined 9 DAOs. I'm active in 5 of them. And that I used to be active in 2 or 3 up until about a month or two ago. And then I really started to expand my DAO horizon. I got a certification in DAO by the Blockchain Council. So I've been expanding my experience to try and understand, rather than like I myself going with my gut. Now I'm doing a bit more reflection and introspection of how does this impact the DAO community and that sort of thing. So I completely understand and can sympathize with that. Question 12. The 2 million voting power delegated. Were you expecting this? Secret Real answered, it's a big responsibility, but I'm excited to take it on. I'm grateful for the trust. And as we learned, I think earlier today in Sebga's podcast, that was podcast 38, that it seems like the 2 million voting power isn't land or sand tokens. It is a third thing. Maybe it's like a third token that only delegates are able to have, but still counts. So I'm interested to see. I think I need to delve more into the strategy section of Snapshot to understand it fully. I'm still trying to work that website out to where I can fully understand what it is I'm looking at. It can be a little bit difficult to get through that section sometimes for me. Question 13. Have you had to sign any agreements to be a delegate? Secret Meow answered, it's been a while since the delegate application, but I remember going through a form and an interview session. So similar to how Sebgo responded and some others that spoiler alert, there are more that text interviews that I'll be doing this for. They too have said the same thing, that they weren't expecting it and they have not had to sign any special agreements since. The only exception was Sebga, who is an ambassador, so had to sign non-disclosure agreement with the Sandbox, which is not the same thing as the Sandbox DAO. So the Sandbox game company, and you can look at, I believe it was podcast 33 for the birth of the DAO in order to see how that relationship works, but they are separate and distinct. Okay, next up, question number 14. What sort of SIFs do you not support? Secret Meow answered, I might hesitate to support SIFs that don't clearly add to the sandbox's growth or that I feel could be structured to better benefit the community, but I'm open to experimental ideas that show potential for positive impact. Question 15. Have you received the 2 million delegated gift yet? Have they said how they will give you the 2 million? Secret Meow answered, I haven't received the details. That too is consistent with what I've seen and heard so far. Okay, and that will conclude Secret Meow's answers to the questions. I greatly appreciate Secret Meow and agreeing to answer the questions. Like I said, it's no obligation to come on and do it live, and no obligation to do it live with your face, your real face, like I'm doing. Whereas with Sebga this morning, we plastered Sebga's avatar on top of his face. And it's strictly the person's comfort level. I can accommodate any of that. Just the fact that we hear and understand the perspective and hear those answers, that meets the intent of what I'm really after here, which is, who is the delegate? What do they believe? And that's where we'll leave it. Didn't have any community questions and no open topics, so let's move on to the episodes. So for these episodes, that has changed so much in the past 3 days. I had episodes locked into place that are no longer locked into place. Did Sebga this morning just finish with Secret Meow? Tomorrow, I will likely be able to hit Kerchatos. And then after that, we'll be doing a live interview with The Hidden Walls, which is also known as The Intern. After that, then we'll be doing an episode with Robbie.eth, otherwise known as Crypto Diplo. And I'll be slotting in the other delegates as we solidify those scheduled times. The interview I had locked into place with the DAO Times former writer Clement and Bankless DAO with ZFi and Rowan, that's still undergoing some schedule adjustments to make sure everyone's schedule can fit. But those are DAO lessons that we are going to learn from other DAOs so that we can take those, improve it upon it, and do the best we can. So I will continue to do delegate interviews for the time being while I complete the DAO Constitution articles of incorporation and memos for the Sandbox Foundation founding documents. That one I'm super excited for, but it has turned out to be a monster to complete. It's already 70 slides. It's going to dwarf even the birth of the Sandbox DAO. I thought it was going to be easier and less, but turns out there are far more regulations and laws within the Cayman Islands laws and acts that I had to take into account that I didn't even know existed, even when I did my beginning research into the Sandbox DAO and the Sandbox Foundation stakeholder diagram and network map and all that stuff that I created for it. That was just surface level, come to find out. There are more laws I had to surf through and read in order to figure out what connections were being made with why things looked the way they did in the Sandbox DAO Foundation documents, like the Articles of Incorporation, the Articles of Association, the Memos of Association, and the DAO Constitution. There are reasons why they read the way they read, and that episode will reveal that. And then we're going to be doing a follow-up of Magic Palette, which, like I mentioned earlier, went into beta. And Pepe is almost ready for a follow-up so that we can show the latest and greatest. And what I didn't have listed here but will happen soon is a follow-up with Mark from the Sandbox Academy. And he has some really exciting news. That was SIP number 11, which passed that Sandbox Academy in the Philippines, and has some really, really good news and progress at teaching people in the Philippines about GameMaker, Vox Editor to become creators within the Sandbox ecosystem. I'm going to add that here because we all but know it's going to happen. It's just we need to get on the other side of the first lesson that he's going to do so that we can then have a nice, really cool debrief of all the good stuff that he's doing. So looking forward to that. And then I'll start my mini-series after that on the Sandbox ecosystem, particularly how it works in the DAO, the creators, the market, and the gamers. I'm really looking forward to that because it's about time that we get down to the education side of how the ecosystem works when you zoom in on things like the DAO, creators, market, game, and the gamers, the ecosystems that matter the most to us as we click and log in day to day. And that will bring us to Sandbox Spaces. So on Discord, look for the hashtag DAO-discussion channel. On the Sandbox DAO forums, forums.sandboxdao.com. On Twitter, look for hashtag SandFam, hashtag the Sandbox DAO, hashtag the Sandbox Game. Or follow the Sandbox DAO main Twitter handle, X handle. On YouTube, we have the Sandbox DAO channel. The SandDAO podcast is on my channel, which is at LanzerYT. And at the Sam Fam Cafe, which is hosted by Bruno, otherwise known as Pickaxe Master. And Sandbox Spaces, Mochaverse Hall on Mondays, Bulls on the Block on Saturdays, Coffee with Captain Monday through Friday in the mornings, and Natively Digital with Whale members on Tuesdays. That's where Sam Fam will gather, and you will see them in there. Going to go ahead and choose someone to raid if someone is online, and then we will conclude today. Let's see who's online. Looks like Redeemus 777 is currently playing. But it doesn't look like Redeemus is streaming anything. So we're going to raid a friend of mine. I raid him fairly often whenever I don't see anyone else online from the Sandbox. See if we can tip him over 100. RCTV. So the raid has been created. Thank you all very much for your time. Today was about a text-based interview with secretmeow.eth, who is our second delegate interview, 2 of 12 that we have now interviewed. And awesome. Have a great day, everyone.